From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington on a Wednesday. Georgia's mayors are now trying to figure out how to comply with Governor Brian Kemp's decision to begin easing social distancing. Sandy Springs Mayor Rusty Paul says he's waiting on more guidance from the state. Paul spoke last night to CNN's Chris Cuomo.
I think that's what the governor's trying to do, is let's see if we can find a balance that allows the economy to stay a lifeline going while we still continue to protect the people in our communities and making sure that priority number one is public health and public safety.
Paul also defended the governor's decision to bar local governments from instituting more or less strict rules than the state. He said when local governments make their own restrictions, as they did toward the beginning of the pandemic, it was a confusing patchwork. The CEO of Delta Airlines says it could take up to 3 years before the company fully recovers from the pandemic. Ed Bastian leads the Atlanta-based carrier. He spoke today during an earnings conference call.
And while we all wish we could predict the pace of the recovery, the truth is our recovery will be dictated by our customers feeling safe, both physically and financially, to begin to travel at scale.
Delta is reporting more than a $500 million loss for the first quarter of 2020. The company says it also expects revenue during the April through June quarter to plummet by 90% compared to last year. Absentee ballot applications are being returned in record numbers as Georgians prepare to vote by mail in June. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, counties are being overwhelmed.
More than 650,000 applications have been processed so far, and hundreds of thousands more are stacked up in election offices across the state. Floyd Jones is the election supervisor in Fayette County.
We have been inundated. Now, we've got applications that are coming in by the bucket loads over here, email nonstop.
So far, that's nearly three times as many people planning to vote absentee than in the 2018 governor's race. Starting this week, the actual ballots will begin to be mailed to voters. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
The Atlanta Symphony Orchestra is canceling the remainder of its classical season. It was scheduled to end June 14th. The orchestra has lost over $3 million in ticket revenue. The ASO is also furloughing 24 full and part-time staff members and temporarily reducing pay for musicians. The orchestra is publishing more performances and concerts online on its website in the meantime. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.